wisely. "We'll make sure later, but I think it's uninhabited." "We'll get food," cried Jack. "Hunt, catch things, until they fetch us." Simon looked at them both, saying nothing but nodding till his black hair flopped backwards and forwards. His face was glowing. Ralph looked down the other way, where there was no reef. "Steeper," said Jack. Ralph made a cupping gesture. "That bit of forest down there, the mountain holds it up." Every point of the mountain held up trees, flowers and trees. Now the forest stirred, roared, flailed. The nearer acres of rock flowers fluttered, and for half a minute the breeze blew cool on their faces. Ralph spread his arms. "All ours." They laughed and tumbled and shouted on the mountain. "I'm hungry." When Simon mentioned his hunger, the others became aware of theirs. "Come on," said Ralph. "We found out what we wanted to know." They scrambled down a rock slope, dropped among flowers, and made their way under the trees. Here they paused and examined the bushes round them curiously. Simon spoke first.
"Like candles. Candle bushes. Candle buds."
The bushes were dark evergreen and aromatic, and the many buds were waxen green and folded up against the light. Jack slashed at one with his knife, and the scent spilled over them. Candle buds.
"You couldn't light them," said Ralph. "They just look like candles."
"Green candles," said Jack contemptuously. "We can't eat them. Come on."